Hey everyone, this is Two Guys and a Mouse, episode 6, brought to you by Off the Marker Sports. As Tom Brady would say, let's go. Save me. All right, so episode 6. Kind of a good news, bad news situation. Mm-hmm. Good news, we bought a second mic.
Yeah.
So you can now hear Brendan crystal clear.
Yeah.
With his...
You don't want to,
but... His angelic voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely
got
not...
Got a voice for radio, as they say.
Face for radio.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, because you're ugly.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got just a beautiful... melodic voice.
We're not going to go down this
road. You just listen to it. Oh my gosh.
Like, bad news.
Honey.
Bad news, we've used all our money on the mic, and we can't find our mouse.
Yeah, so the mouse is missing. I guess, is he missing he was never in a cage, he just lived under our stove.
Yeah, that's still missing.
He's missing.
From our hearts.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in quite a long time, so we hired a professional, mouse investigator.
We can't afford.
No, we did hire him, and now we can't pay him anymore because
he's holding our information hostage.
Yeah, we might have to take it to court. It's not ideal right now, especially in the midst of, you know, the Super Bowl coming up. It's adding a lot of extra stress.
And with the fact that we have to go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be on Radio Row.
We just have a lot going on, and we can't deal
with this right now. A lot of financial responsibilities. $20 to the mic, and we're broke.
God.
And we have a missing mouse, and we can't get to Minnesota. So it's been a week.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay,
we'll move on.
Okay, we'll move on.
Speaking of Minnesota,
Vikings
are not in the Super Bowl.
No, but Viking fans are
in Minnesota.
They are in Minnesota, and what are they doing in Minnesota?
They are taking vengeance on the Philadelphia fans who threw glass bottles at them.
And how are they doing that? This is taking a long time to get to. How are they doing it?
They're pretending to be Uber drivers and driving them and dropping them off in the wrong location, which is just not a good plan.
Yeah, so I guess there's been a underground revolution, a swell of Uber drivers from Minnesota.
Hashtag skull.
Okay. Who have banded together and have decided that on Super Bowl Sunday, they're going to pick up Philadelphia Eagle fans and just drive them into the abyss. Like the opposite way, taking people,
farm.
A field, or I don't know, whatever they have in Minnesota.
Where they filmed Fargo?
Yeah. Fargo, Fargo? North Dakota. That's actually a very far distance away.
Yeah.
That's a misconception. My brother lives in North Dakota, and I think he's driving to the Super Bowl. It's like 6 hours, so. Maybe
perfect.
I mean, and Eagles fans are so stupid and drunk and just degenerate that you could probably drive them for 6 hours and they wouldn't know the difference.
Wrong. You can't, because they'll be antsy, and 2 hours in, they're going to start hitting you.
2 hours in. You get pretty far. You might get to the state line.
Yeah, but you're not going to get much further than that. They're gonna come after you with vengeance. They rioted... After the Phillies won, I cannot imagine what's going to happen to that poor city if the Eagles actually win anything.
Oh my God, Minnesota will be... The Mall of America will be burned.
The roller coaster inside is going to collapse.
Oh my God, people... Ugh. But, Uber drivers taking a risk there because Philly fan might kill you. If they paid $1,000... for a ticket or whatever and flew all the way out there and they missed the game because of you, they would...
If I could list the top five fans who is the worst idea to do that for, Philly's number one, Boston's number two. I think following that is any sort of Detroit fan.
Yeah, because they have guns in Detroit. They all have guns.
No, I was just thinking because so poor. That,
true.
Yeah.
They can only Uber. Well, they're also just poor in general, so they can't afford Uber.
Houses cost a dollar.
And they all have guns.
Four is probably a combination of any of the New York... I would say Long Island, the Islanders fans. The whole area is, I think,
New York's not great.
And then fifth is obviously any Canadian team. Toronto, most likely.
Yeah, Canadians can get a little nasty.
They get a little nasty.
I mean, they're not always friendly.
No. But I do think that... I think it's going to be funny to see the interactions between the Minnesota fans that are angry and the Philadelphia fans in Minnesota, because this weekend we saw some absolutely nasty videos from the Philadelphia tailgates towards the Minnesota Vikings fans.
Yeah, there was one. They were just chucking full beer bottles at people.
Like glass beer bottles.
And cans. I mean, a beer can hit you in the head, and if you're not looking, that's gonna give you at least 12 stitches like Tom Brady's hand.
Yeah, gonna give you a nice solid concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was another video of a Vikings fan. It was first person, and he was just like, he was like walking down the green mile, like to the electric chair. With,
oh my god!
Just
prisoners are rattling their cages. Yeah,
literally, in their Brian Dawkins jerseys, just yelling "fuck you" and.
Oh god!
God, and they all have the same stupid white kid haircut, the douche boy frat.
I just want to see it on the opposite side now. Like Minnesota fans line up as Philadelphia fans are walking to the game and just throwing things at them.
Throw old Milwaukees at them. That's the wrong place.
Throwing old Milwaukees at them in Minnesota.
Yeah, they drink old Milwaukees in Minnesota, right? It's all the Midwest. They drink that beer.
But the Super Bowl is coming up now.
Is it?
And with it comes the Super Bowl week press conferences.
Yes.
And I would like to see, due to that, how Mr. Rob Gronkowski is going to fare.
Yeah, so he's pretty concussed.
He's a little concussed.
His brain got pretty rattled. And it's going to be interesting to... I mean, I think obviously he'll play.
Well, he's got 2 weeks. There's not a lot up there to rehab.
I know. Not a lot of muscle. Not a lot of brain muscle. But we were thinking... Because they give the pre-concussion test, post-concussion test, like the baseline thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of thinking, what kind of questions do they think they asked Gronk in his baseline?
Like to establish where he is without a concussion.
Yeah. Like just like things that he should know. Obviously, no like math problems or like any geometry.
No
social studies. I mean, maps are confusing.
Yeah, but no maps, no geography.
Yeah, just like simple like just personal ID questions, stuff like
How
that.
How old are you? Things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, ears get a little fuzzy. Yeah. You know, so maybe not that, but we thought of a couple questions that he should definitely know
if he answers these correctly, he's not concussed.
Yeah. So, first, who his favorite actor would be? You think of Gronk, big meathead. Who do you think he would be his favorite actor?
This is The Rock, obviously.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Now, if he says Ethan Hawke, you're like, that's... No, he's
no if he says Daniel Day-Lewis...
you're like, no, that's not right.
Gronk, you just see the Phantom Thread. Oh, it was excellent. I am a huge fan of period romantic films involving...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Making dresses, being a designer.
And then that's when Alex Guerrero goes, no, even I can't even pass him off. Even I know this is not okay.
Yeah. Gronk, who's your second favorite actor? Well, you know, I really enjoyed Saoirse Ronan in Lady Bird. It was just a really great telling of age tale of a young teenage girl.
Wrong. The answer is Zac Efron. That's the correct answer.
Yeah, so... Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Zac Efron, because Gronk really loved Baywatch.
Another question could be, Gronk, what is your max bench press and your max squat?
Because every meathead knows that answer.
Yes. If he struggles or if he gets the wrong number, he's concussed. He's
definitely concussed.
Because if he's coming up there and he's saying... What's your max bench press? And he goes, my body weight. You go, fuck no.
No. Gronk, you're supposed to be able to do that 20 times. God. Another one could be, how many times can you bench 225? Because you know he just practices that
or
all the time.
Or what's your favorite pre-workout?
Ooh, that's another good question.
Yeah. Or protein, because he's a big five-star protein guy. If you find that cheap knockoff protein at CVS, he's on it.
Yeah, has his face on there. He's got to use it if his face is on there. And then this last question... is a little tougher, but he should be able to know it. He has to name his youngest brother.
Or his oldest brother.
Yeah. The middle one is fuzzy, you know. But you gotta name the oldest one and the youngest one.
He can't name the one that played on the Patriots with him.
I don't even... Glenn?
Oh, that might be the youngest.
No, no, it's Gordy.
Gordy.
Oh! Because he was in college, right?
Okay. All right, well, we might be concussed.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not related. We're not Gronkowskis. I mean, I can name my brother.
Can you? Can you name your youngest brother?
My youngest brother? I don't have a youngest brother. Okay. Trick question almost got me.
So that's our baseline test. So we have established that as what's going on with him.
So that's the verbal part of the assessment. There's also a physical part, which is basically just involves giving Gronk inedible things and seeing if he'll eat them. So, like, Play-Doh in the shape of a pizza. If he eats it, he's concussed.
Yes.
A Tide Pod. I mean, tell him it's pizza rolls. If he eats it, concussed. And also has to go to the hospital, get his stomach pumped.
Or you flip it around and you give him a pizza roll and tell him it's a Tide Pod.
Yeah, it works both ways.
And if he puts that in the washing machine, then it's not good.
He would ruin his Super Bowl, his white Super Bowl jersey.
Exactly.
Get pizza sauce all over it.
I know, they'd have to give him a test jersey.
And was that it? Was there one more thing? We'd see if he would eat.
No, I can't think of anything else.
All right, so that'd be the two major things.
So basically,
he's got 2 weeks to pass this.
And we're not saying we're doctors, but we're about as close to doctors as Alex Guerrero is.
Yeah, so. And I mean, we have a podcast. Does Alex Guerrero have a podcast?
He might.
I guess we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
That'd be an interesting podcast.
I wouldn't. I come
hear all the crazy. Like,
I come here for medical advice, not there.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, it's equivalent. Also, drink your water. The winter sun, pretty harsh out there.
And drink your water because it will help with your concussion.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, we got concussion water and sunburn water.
Yeah. So go us. Go to us.
Everyone knows the winter sun is hotter than the summer sun.
That's true. That's just fact.
All right. So next up,
we're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, the Eagles and Patriots are facing off in the Super Bowl,
which has never happened before.
No. First time. But, so we thought, as we looked at the Super Bowl, that we were going to completely ignore that Carson Wentz even existed.
Yeah.
There's no need to talk about him. But Nick Foles got an interesting look about him.
He's got quite the unique face, I would say.
He's got a face you'll remember.
Yeah.
You're not going to forget about it.
He's memorable.
Yeah, that's... And so
uniquely memorable. Yeah,
and so we decided that we are just going to think of things that Nick Foles looks like.
Just rattle off a couple things.
Yes.
You go first.
Base level, he looks like Liam McPoyle from the Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. To me, he looks like someone who hears a joke and doesn't really understand the joke, but just kind of smiles and just kind of stares at us awkwardly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, he looks like a youth pastor or group leader who is like really weird and creepy in high school and then gets married at 19 and has a kid at 20.
He also kind of looks like he has a learning disability. Yeah. Nothing too serious, maybe, like he's got tutored in high school, you know.
To me, he looks like Napoleon Dynamite.
That's the obvious one.
Yeah.
To me, he looks like an animal. I don't know what animal. Kind of like a mixture between like a giraffe and a goat.
Yeah, that's a good one. He looks like if you dunk someone in icy cold water for 10 minutes and they came up all disheveled and worried, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like he's been waterboarded.
Yeah, yeah, he looks like he's
been waterboarded. Let me look at a photo. Ooh, that's a bad photo. Jesus.
He looks like the kid you pick last in gym class.
Oh, yeah, which is ironic considering he's a Super Bowl quarterback.
He's a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Long-haired Nick Foles looks like someone who tried to skateboard when they were younger, but really just never got a hang of it and didn't like getting scabs on his knees, so he just kind of stopped and just carried a skateboard around with him.
Long-haired Nick Foles looks like a kid who, in the early 2000s, said he was really into Nirvana and wore long-sleeve t-shirts over button-up shirts and just was, like, really, really depressed at school.
Yeah, he was super grunge.
Yeah.
So grunge.
Yeah.
Which kind of plays into the skateboarding thing.
Yeah.
I think he also kind of looks like, he was, like, the last kid in his elementary school class to find out about... Or, I guess, middle school class to find out about deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
just was kind of last of the party and had BO for quite a while.
He also looks like someone who was the last one to find out in his elementary class that Santa wasn't real. And, but everyone really felt bad for him, so they didn't want to tell him.
Yeah, it was like a school-wide, like, oh, don't tell Nick that Santa's not real, because like,
he'll have one of his weird freakouts he has.
Yeah. It'll start sweating, it'll get all smelly. Just don't break it to him. So, yeah. That's pretty good.
So that's things that we think Nick Foles looks like.
Yeah, when you say Nick Foles, that's kind of what comes into my mind.
All of those.
Next up, I don't know if you saw this. Actually, I do know you saw it because I just showed it to you on my phone. But Tom Brady, at the age of 40, ran the 40-yard dash again.
When you wrote 40 on the notes, I thought you were just going to do, like, the media take, and it was like, Tom Brady. Yeah, he's 40, but oh, does 40. He look 40?
Oh, is the cliff coming?
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I thought you were doing.
But he ran the 40-yard dash shirtless.
He's kind of flabby.
Yeah, it's surprising. He eats so healthy, yet he doesn't have a six-pack. I mean, we know he doesn't have a ton of muscles because he does all the resistance band training. But you got a little pooch, got a little belly pooch.
It was actually kind of, it's interesting because if you're selling a book based on this lifestyle and you follow this to a T, you would hope that at the end of it, you would have a six pack.
Yeah, but.
And maybe that's why he just doesn't take his shirt off a lot.
But he's not doing it for the aesthetics, you know, he's doing it for performance.
I'm not saying he should do it for the aesthetics.
He needs a little belly pooch in case he gets hit in the belly.
But I'm just saying, if you're investing what amounts to be like $20,000 into this program as just a normal person, I feel like you should want a six-pack out of it.
Yeah, but, like, that's not the point. Like, at the end of it, you'll be able to, like, be, like, the best pickup basketball player at your local Y. And like,
that's a really great.
And
that's
like, really be like in really good shape, and but like not look like you're in all that great a shape.
Yeah, so like
it's about performance.
You get to go to the beach, and people get to be like, "Oh, like
that guy works out." I think.
Yes, he kind of works out.
Yeah, he definitely hits a gym. You know, 3 times a week, lifts. You know, some weights.
He looks all right. He probably runs a little more than he should.
He's probably he's a runner, but I mean, muscle doesn't make a great quarterback.
That's true.
Who's a better quarterback, Brady Quinn? Or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. And Brady Quinn had a six-pack.
Who's a better quarterback, Jamarcus Russell or Brady Quinn?
Brady Quinn.
Okay, so fat. So it goes not so much muscle, fat.
But how about Vince Young? Vince Young was fat.
He wasn't fat when he was playing.
When he made that Pro Bowl. He made that Pro Bowl when he threw like 12 TDs and 17 picks. He wasn't fat, right.
Jamarcus Russell's always been fat.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But, oh, we didn't even tell them how Brady did in the 40.
Oh, he ran a 5.7.
No, 5.17.
Oh. It's better than what I thought.
Yeah, that's almost 6 seconds. And back in college when he was, you know, pasty and sickly
fat.
Looking. Yeah.
No, he was like, fat. Don't say he wasn't fat.
Well, it's strange because he was fat, but he also looked sickly.
It's really, really unique combination of things. Yeah, it was a
unique body he had going. But back then, I think he ran a 5.28.
I thought he ran a 5.18. No. I thought he upped it by like barely a little.
Yeah, well, the point is he ran it faster.
He's faster. This time. The point is he's getting faster as he gets older, and by the time he's 90, he's going to be running a 4.2.
Yeah, he's going to beat Chris Johnson.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Forgetting about Tom Brady for a second, but staying on legs.
Yes.
Gordon Hayward, shooting threes.
Oh, are we going to talk about basketball?
We're going to move over to basketball.
We're going to segue into Super Bowl week. We're going to talk about basketball?
Yes.
Wow, that's big of us.
Yeah, because you know why? All-inclusive.
Yeah, this is an all-inclusive podcast.
We don't judge what we... I mean,
we basically spent 5 minutes saying really mean things about Nick Foles.
He's not going to hear this.
He might.
He might.
I'll tweet it out to him.
Okay.
He has a Twitter account.
But Gordon Hayward, busy just knocking down threes. He's coming back.
He's not going to come back.
That's just basketball corner. Wanted to just do a quick little basketball
corner. Coach's corner.
Yeah, coach's corner.
If I had a whistle, I'd blow it.
Back to you.
Back to me. Did you hear Giselle wanted Tom Brady to stop playing?
Yeah, told Jay Feely.
Best friend Jay Feely.
Yeah.
Know what Jay Feely seems like to me? He seems like the kind of guy who thinks he's, like, best friends with Tom Brady And Tom Brady's like, yeah, he's a nice guy. I mean, we hang out, like, every couple years.
Jay Feely, like, goes on one vacation with Tom Brady because they happen to be at the same resort.
Yeah.
Then it just goes, yeah, me and Tom vacation a lot together.
Like, it's like, it's kind of a tradition. Every 9 years we vacation together. And, like, Giselle, you know, me and Giselle, we just, you know.
We chat.
We hang out, you know.
And it's really just Giselle leaning in and be like, Tom, why won't you retire? Joking around with him, and Jay Feely leans in and goes, oh my gosh, she's so serious.
She's talking directly to me. I know she's looking at Tom and talking to Tom, but her Brazilian brain waves are coming right into my kicker head.
Yeah, and that's Jay Feely. That's Jay Feely's article.
Yeah, basically.
And then Jay Feely calls up Seth Wickersham, and he's like, I have the scoop of a century for you.
He would never do that to Brady. He would never stab him in the back. Tom Brady is Jay Feely's best friend.
Matt Cassel is Tom Brady's best friend.
Brian Hoyer is Tom Brady's best friend.
Yes.
Who's Tom Brady's best friend? Alex Guerrero.
Yeah. Who's Alex Guerrero's best friend?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom
Brady. I think that's how it works. It's like a web of everyone Tom Brady's ever been nice to, thinking that Tom Brady's their best friend.
Yeah. In the center.
Actually, how silly of us. Know who Tom Brady's best friend is?
His Giselle. Kids. Giselle. Oh, okay.
Because they're soulmates.
I think they have a dog. I think Tom Brady... I think by default, that dog has to be man's best friend.
Well, he's like Matt Cassel. Matt Cassel is Tom Brady's best friend, and so is the dog.
Tom Brady has Matt Cassel as a dog.
Tom Brady equates every other human besides Giselle in this world to a dog. And to give him a little pat on the head. Brian Hoyer, like, scratches behind his ears.
He likes when you polish his head.
Yeah. I saw a thing on Twitter of it went back to like the Michigan State Spartans, like their team photo.
Foles and like Keenum.
Yeah, not Keenum. It was Foles, Kirk Cousins, and Brian Hoyer, like their team photo. Brian Hoyer bald, Q-tip.
Go for
it. It's like how old are you? You're like 20.
I bet you he like. He found one hair fall out at 16. He's like, I'm bald, and just shaved it all off.
he's never had hair. He just like what?
He committed way too early to balding and has just had that forever.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I was just shocked.
Because you know, if he had started balding later, then he would have taken all of that Cleveland Browns money and just put it into a hair transplant.
Yeah, but he's been living the Q-tip life for too long. I remember when like. He was on the Patriots. He was, like, totally bald and stuff.
But. What a class, though. Kirk Cousins, Nick Foles, and Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, that's a...
That's got two Pro Bowlers on it.
It technically does. It technically does.
A lot of money between Nick Foles and Kirk Cousins.
He's got a couple of playoff victories, too. Or playoff appearances, I should say.
No, you got a couple playoff victories. Yeah, you're right.
More playoff
two. I think. I don't think Kirk Cousins ever won a game.
I don't know. Playoff appearances, though. They count for something.
Yeah.
Hey, Brendan, breaking news.
Yeah.
Guess which Celtics was just named an all-star reserve?
Gershon Yabusele.
No.
Anthony Bennett.
Closer.
Kyle Draper.
No.
Who was it?
Shane Larkin.
Oh!
No.
Oh. Al Horford.
Yeah, Al Horford. Yeah, yeah. With a whopping 13.3 points a game, 7.7 rebounds, and 5.3 assists.
Yeah, but how high was his basketball IQ in every one of those games?
He's leading the league in basketball IQ.
Yeah.
He's also leading the league in pick and rolls.
And essentials.
And
intangibles.
And craftiness.
Yes.
So, good pick. Good pick by whoever picks the NBA All-Star
Reserve. Good reserves, job, NBA All-Star Reserve team.
That is, I can't believe that. See, so with that, now every green teamer, when you bring up the Al Horford contract, they're going to be like, well, he made an all-star team. It's like, it was obviously worth it. He made an all-star team. What more do you want from him? Like, he's an all-star. That's where they signed him to be an all-star.
You sign an all-star talent to be an all-star. What do you want?
Yeah, how is that not living up to a $30 million a year contract? Like, you signed him to be an all-star and he was an all-star. That's my.
So green. I'm so mad that what you're doing because you're doing it accurately.
That's my green teamer voice.
Go
Celtics got two all stars.
So
who would have thought?
Go Celtics.
Yep. What are they trying to avoid a 4-game losing streak tonight?
Yes.
Yes. Against the Lakers. I think they'll do it. I mean, I won't be able to see it because it's at 10:30.
That'd be bad.
Actually, you know what? I scratched that. I'm gonna stay up for the game.
Gotta see where that lottery pick falls.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning to watch a regular season basketball game
against one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
Well, no. Celtics Lakers rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, it never dies. It
never dies.
No matter. I mean, the Lonzo-Kyrie rivalry is
the burning hot. The Julius Randle-Al Horford rivalry.
I mean, that's been going on for years, though.
The Jaylen Brown-Kyle Kuzma. So many.
No, it's the Jason Tatum-Kyle Kuzma, because they're both rookies.
So many household names.
I know. I mean, the Brook Lopez-Aaron Baines
yes.
rivalry. I mean, that could get physical.
This is what you pay for, America.
Yeah.
You pay for these type of games. God.
The Lakers literally have no one on their team.
They have Kyle Kuzma. He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but they didn't think he was, like, they didn't know he was going to be this good.
Like, he should have been their first overall pick.
Yeah, right. Better than Alonzo.
All right.
I think that wraps it up, yeah. though.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Bruins are doing well.
Don't talk about hockey on the podcast. Not allowed.
Okay, well then.
Anything else besides hockey? Stupid?
I mean, wouldn't the Revolution come back unless they're talking heavy about
that? Actually, when the Revolution come back, this is going to be called Two Guys and a Soccer Ball.
Might actually have to be called that pretty soon.
Yeah, because we have the mouse. Yeah, we thought it was clever, a little funny.
We did not expect it to die within the first six episodes.
I mean, it is a wild mouse. I mean, we can't keep tabs on it. So maybe we should have thought ahead. We live in Austin, so we figured there'd be other mice, even if we can't
find that mouse. There are definitely other mice. Yeah.
Can't hear them, you can't see them, but they're there.
Yeah, pretty much. All right.
All right, so check us out on SoundCloud.
iTunes.
iTunes. Subscribe. Like. Subscribe again.
Rate,
give comments. We love comments.
Positive comments only, please.
Or I like negative comments sometimes.
Negative comments about Ryan's weight will be accepted.
Yes.
But, we'll see you in episode 7.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you.